We're continuing our study in Mark chapter 4.
我们会继续读马可福音的第四章。
And in this passage, we see the disciples facing a storm.
在这段经文里面, 我们就看到门徒他是面对一个的风暴。
And the storm causes them to fear for their lives.
这个风暴使到他们为着自己的生命的安全来到有一个的恐慌。
Brothers and sisters, what storms and struggles are you facing in life?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，今日喺你嘅生命里边，你又面对紧啲乜嘢嘅风暴咧？
Are you dealing with health issues?
你系咪面对紧一啲健康嘅问题咧？
You know, I know I am. Ever since I passed 50, all these things seem to be popping up.
我知道我就系啦，好似一过咗50岁咧，有好多唔同嘅问题开始出现啦。
Muscles are deteriorating.
我啲肌肉咧就收缩啦。
I have high blood pressure.
有高血压啦。
I have glaucoma. My eyes are going bad.
只眼又有青光眼，又开始坏啦。
Maybe you're dealing with health issues yourself.
或者系你都系面对紧一啲健康嘅问题。
Or perhaps you're dealing with health issues of a loved one.
又或佢你所爱嘅人系面对紧一啲健康嘅问题。
And sometimes you might be dealing with health issues, but it's not physical.
That you might be
dealing with spiritual issues of a loved one. Where you see them struggling in faith. Or maybe you've been weighed down with the fears and uncertainties of the future.
不明朗，你担心。
Or maybe it's financial, you're struggling to make ends meet.
又或者你为着生活在经济上有问题。
You're overwhelmed with this financial burden and difficulties.
在经济上你是有一个重担。
I experienced a huge storm while I was in seminary.
当我在神学院的时候，我亦都面对过一个大风暴。
Well, there were a few storms, actually.
其实在
And these are storms that many of you actually faced and walked along with me. One of the big ones happened on January 13th of
2007.
Always calm as we were looking forward to going to the church's winter conference.
样样事情都系好平静嘅。当我哋去准备要去当时嘅教会嘅冬令会。
At that time, Mabel was 28 weeks pregnant with our fourth child.
当时 Mabel 系怀孕28周，佢系驮紧我哋第四个 BB.
And little did we know that a storm was brewing.
喺我哋 不预料之中，原来有一个暴风喺度酝酿紧。
And this is what this miracle account of Mark is all about.
而喺马可福音呢度讲到呢一个嘅奇迹，就系在乎呢样嘢。
That when we least expect it,
当我哋预料不到嘅时候，
suddenly storms will churn up.
呢啲嘅暴风就会嚟到。
But Mark wants to remind us that in the midst of these storms,
但是马可就是要提醒我们，当我们在这些暴风之中,
there is the divine power of the Lord.
神的大能是在这里的。
And the trust in Him for the life and peace He brings.
我们要信靠祂，以致生命是祂赐平安，赐生命给我们。
So let's turn to the passage to see what's happening.
让我们转到经文看看在说什么。
We saw that in Mark chapter 4, verse 2, that Jesus was in a small boat teaching the multitudes at the shore.
在马可福音第四章第二节那边，我们看到耶稣是在一条小的船里面对岸上的人来讲道。
And he taught them all day.
他是整天的在讲道。
And when evening came at verse 35, Jesus tells his disciples to take him to the other side of the shore.
当傍晚来到的时候，耶稣就吩咐门徒要带他靠到彼岸。
You know, Mark tells us that in verse 36 that they took him as he was.
马福音第四章的36节这样讲，他们就把他一同带去。
You know, that probably means that they didn't go back and pack any supplies or anything.
意思就是说他们没有回头去执拾些什么。
They just shoved off and went to the other side of the shore. Now they were in the middle of the Sea of Galilee. And a storm brews up. And it might help us to understand this a little. The Sea of Galilee is like a big basin. It's like a bowl.
如果我们想更加清楚的认识，加利利海咧就好似一个大嘅池一样。
It's about 700 feet below sea level.
佢系喺海拔700尺底下嘅。
And it's surrounded by very high mountains.
佢系被高山所围绕嘅。
So when the cold air from the mountains above descend and clash with the warm air of the lake,
咁当山上嘅冷风降下嚟。 遇上湖中的暖气的时候,
you know, sudden violent storms and massive winds blow up.
这个暴风就会形成，亦都会有好强烈的风.
And it's known for that.
这个是已经人所众知的了.
Now imagine this setting.
咁你试下喺呢一个嘅环境里边.
That you're in the middle of the sea in the middle of the night.
就系喺 夜间就是在海的中心.
You know, in those days, they didn't have too many flashlights.
当时没有电筒的.
You know, then they find themselves in the middle of a raging storm.
他们就在这个暴风之中.
The storm was so fierce that water was filling the boats.
那些风暴是大到水已经涌入船上了.
Slowly, these small boats are beginning to sink.
而这条小的船也开始沉了.
You know, these people were experienced fishermen.
And
even they became afraid. Now, wouldn't you be afraid? You know, sometimes life is like that, right? Things blow right in without warning.
And
out of nowhere comes these raging storms. You know, I don't know if you remember Superstorm Sandy that hit us. No one expected to, you know, it to cause such damage. But it hit with devastating power. You know, we saw cars floating out of garages.
我们看到有些车是在泊车场那里浮出来。
It was amazing.
是很奇怪的。
Now that's the kind of storm I experienced in January 2007.
在2007年的1月, 我就经历了这样的风暴。
We experienced.
我们。
No one could foresee that storm was brewing.
没人会预料到这些风暴在酝酿。
And all of a sudden it hits.
突然间就来到。
Mabel wakes up in the middle of the night.
Mabel 在半夜醒了,
on Saturday morning,
在星期六的清晨,
you know, before the conference, and she says, I wet the bed.
她就说我弄湿了床.
Okay, that's kind of funny. You wet the bed?
那我就说, 你弄湿了床?
Okay, so, you know, so go to the bathroom.
那我说去厕所吧.
But she's sitting in the toilet, but the flow of water does not stop.
她坐在厕所里面, 但是水不停的。
We realize it wasn't pee.
那我们知道, 原来,
that her water broke in 28 weeks. So kids were asleep, and what do we do? What do I do? So we call 911, and she's taken to the hospital by ambulance. As I stood in the hallway of the hospital, the doctors were preparing for an emergency C-section.
医生就准备要,
and the doctor said, don't worry, you'll be holding your child in 20 minutes.
个医生就说, 不紧要, 在20分钟你就可以抱着你的宝宝了。
20 minutes turns to into like forever for me.
对于我来讲, 这20分钟好像是在永恒里面。
It was probably an hour.
或者一个钟了。
You know, as I sat there, well, as I stood there, more and more people were rushing in and out of the surgical room. You know, something was not right. And fear starts to creep in my heart. And then a doctor comes out And she tells me, the baby has no heartbeat. And now Mabel is in danger from bleeding and hemorrhaging. Then the fear hits me.
You
know, in my heart, I cry out, like the disciples here, you know, are you sleeping, Jesus? I need you now. Don't you realize that we're perishing? And as we go through these storms, we sometimes are just like these disciples here. Sometimes we're thinking, does Jesus really know what we're going through? Is he really sleeping through the moments like this? How can they be so silent? You know, it's very interesting here to see the huge contrast between the fear of disciples and the calmness of Jesus.
You
know, in the middle of the water, coming into the boat, Jesus is sleeping. You know, is it because he didn't care? Was he too exhausted that he couldn't be woken up by water splashing all over him? No. Of course not. You know, there is a reason for Jesus' calmness. Jesus knew that the storm was no threat to them. Jesus sleeps in total trust of his heavenly Father. Jesus knew that everything would be okay. And what we see in verse 39 after Jesus wakes, he gets up and rebukes the wind. He says to the sea, hush and be still. And the wind died down and the seas became perfectly calm. Now, what, can you picture that? Can you imagine a more striking display of sovereign power than what he did? Now, this is what Mark wants us to see. Jesus isn't just some miracle healer. He's not just one of the prophets. He's not just one of the wise men with magical powers. Jesus is much more than that. Jesus is Jehovah, God Himself. The one with power and authority to command all creation. Mark was showing us already in Mark chapter
3
that Jesus has authority and power over demons and disease. And with this show of divine power, Mark wants to show us clearly that Jesus is God, He is Lord. And when man exhausts all their human efforts and everything seems hopeless, when we've been humbled, and when we realize that we cannot control anything in life, Christ comes with power and authority to deliver his people.
耶稣就是带着权柄大能来的施行拯救，拯救他的子民。
These disciples were expert seamen.
这些门徒，他们是航行的专家。
They tried desperately to save themselves.
他们用尽的方法去自我拯救。
But they couldn't.
但是他们不可以。
And it's Jesus who comes and displays his power and authority to deliver them.
但是耶稣就来彰显他的大能，他的主权去拯救他们。
He's able to bring comfort, healing, and peace.
他就是将安慰，将安慰，将平安，将拯救带到来。
And it's a peace that the world cannot understand.
这个的平安是这个世界不能够明白的。
And the ultimate peace that he brings to you and I is through Jesus himself, his sacrifice on the cross.
而他带给我们最终的平安是藉着主耶稣基督在十字架的牺牲。
That Jesus as God,
耶稣就是神,
would come to die on our behalf.
是来到为我们死,
so that we may have peace.
以致我们能够有平安,
so that we may have life,
以致我们能得生命,
and a restored relationship to God,
回复和神的关系。
Jesus is God himself,
耶稣他自己就是神,
and through his resurrection,
藉着他的复活,
he conquers death itself,
他就已经战胜死亡。
And in reality, that is man's ultimate fear,
实际上人最终的恐惧就是死。
Bible says, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved.
圣经说，当信主耶稣，你和你一家都必得救。
He will give you eternal life.
他会赐永生给你。
Now Christ is the object of that faith, the person of that faith.
耶稣就是信心的对象。
And faith in Christ,
在主耶稣基督里面的信心
is the only means to peace, true peace in this world.
是唯一在这个世界得到真正平安的途径。
It's nothing that we can do to avoid death and dying eternally.
我们不能够做任何事去逃避死亡。
But Christ came and paid our penalty.
但是主耶稣来到付上我们的赎价。
He became our atonement for our sins.
他成为我们的
And he offers us life.
而他亦都将生命赐过俾我哋。
You see, this is how God takes away the fear of death itself.
你睇下神就系咁样将对死亡嘅惧怕挪开。
And this is the greatest gift that he's offered to you and I.
而呢个就系佢赐俾我哋最好嘅礼物。
And when we understand that,
当我哋明白呢一点嘅时候
，we come to realize that physical death is but temporary.
咁我哋就会知道肉体嘅死只不过系暂时。
Physical death is a temporary separation until we're united with God again.
肉体嘅死只系暂时嘅分离，直至到系我哋与神联合。
We won't be separated from God because we're going directly to heaven.
我哋会与神唔会分离嘅，因为我哋会直接去到神嗰度。
But it's a temporary separation for those.Our loved ones who also know Christ. It is a temporary separation between Christians physically.
在地上我们是彼此一个基督徒有一个暂别。
Because all who believe in Christ will be united again.
因为所有在基督里面的他们都会再一次被联系。
And if God loves us enough to save us,
如果神爱到我们一个地步会拯救我们的。
He will carry us through our various storms in our life that we face in life.
祂必然会在我们人生面对不同的风暴里面带我们经过。
And sometimes we forget that.
有时我们不记得这一点。
When storms hit, we kind of get all flustered.
当风暴来到的时候,我们不知所措。
But if Christ loves you enough to die for you,
如果耶稣爱你一个地步愿意为你死的话,
He loves you enough to take you and walk you through that storm.
他亦都爱到你一个地步，会与你一起经过呢啲嘅风暴。
And if you don't know Christ,
如果你唔认识基督嘅
I encourage you to come experience the peace that he can bring.
我邀请你嚟去经历佢所赐嘅平安。
To know that you don't need to try to be in control of your life.
要知道你唔需要去掌管你自己的生命。
Because that is a losing battle. There's a Savior who is in control. And one who calls you to come and believe in Him. And as Christians,
基督徒,
is this the Jesus that you believe in?
你相信的那位耶稣, 是不是这一位耶稣呢?
The one with the power to calm the storms in your life.
是一个能够平静你生命风暴的耶稣?
Is that the Jesus you're trusting in?
你所相信的是不是这一位耶稣?
You know, after Jesus comes a storm, he turns to his disciples and kind of rebukes them.
当耶稣平静风浪之后, 他就转向这些门徒,斥责他们。
Why are you so afraid? Why do you still have no faith?
为什么你们这么恐慌啊? 为什么你们还没有信心啊?
You know, they become very afraid with one another and says, wow, who is this that even the winds and sea obey him?
他们彼此的对问, 究竟这位是谁? 连风和浪都要听从他们。
Now they're in awe of seeing the power of God.
当他们见到神的大能的时候, 他们赞叹。
But they're still ignorant of who God is.
但是他们还是无知, 不知道神是哪一位。
Are we in awe of seeing God's work in our lives?
当我们见到神在我们生命工作的时候, 我们有没有这个赞叹呢?
Do we get afraid when the storms come?
当风暴来到的时候, 我们是不是恐惧呢?
Now sometimes it's okay. It's okay to get a little fearful.
有时怕是好的。
Jesus is not condemning fear itself.
耶稣不是去责备,
the problem with the attitude is problem with the attitude with which they summoned him. It was overwhelming fear and panic. And this unmanageable fear it reveals their heart that lacks trust in Jesus himself. Because we can see that they did not understand who Jesus was at this moment yet. And they won't until after his death and resurrection. You know, it's not wrong to be fearful in the midst of storms.
当你在风暴当中, 你是有这个恐慌, 不是错。
But that fear must cause us to run and run to Jesus.
但这个恐慌必定要打动我们向耶稣那里跑。
A faith that will trust in him totally.
是一个信心完全的信靠他。
That when the storms come, we will turn to his word.
当风暴来到的时候, 我们会抓紧他的话语,
cling to his promises,
我们要抓紧他的应许,
such as in Psalms 23, and find peace and security in his promises.
就是好像在诗篇23章这样讲, 在他里面我们找到安慰, 找到平安。
Now, this is the verse we read to people who are passing away.
有时有些人就来要过身的时候, 我们都会读这一段,
23 verse 4, even though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
我虽然行过死荫的幽谷, 也不怕遭害, 因为你与我同在, 你的杖, 你的杆, 都安慰了我。
This is the kind of faith that Jesus wants us to have. A faith that trusts him as the mighty Lord and Savior. A faith to, yes, to say that we're fearful, but we know that even facing death, death and sin has no dominion over us. Because we know that Jesus has the power to deliver. And this is what gives us comfort when we face storms of life.
就是这样,
our faith helps us to find comfort knowing that God loves us. To know that God has a purpose and a plan. That even in the midst of the storms, Romans 8, God has promised to work all things out for the good of those who love Him. And it's a peace that the world cannot understand. We have the benefits of being able to look back at these events in Mark and see it as a whole. We can see that Jesus was in full control that night with his disciples. He was the one that actually told them to go into the sea. And in the midst of the storm, Jesus knew what was happening.
That's
the same thing with our storms.
Now,
Jesus was in full control in that January day in the hospital.
You
know, from a human standpoint, it didn't seem like
it.
But Jesus was in control. And it was out of his providence that we actually stayed in Pennsylvania that weekend. You know, normally we would have been back in New York. And it was God's gracious providence that our neighbor actually was home that weekend. We lived there for 3 years, and our neighbors every weekend would go to Inner Philly to be with his family. It happened that he just stayed, the family stayed that weekend. And it was the first time on Friday night we actually went to their house to have dinner. First time in 3 years. So our daughters were able to, Sarah and Grace were able to, and Caitlin were able to meet their family and to know their children. Little did we know that we have to call upon them to watch our kids. That they would come to our house and watch our kids while they slept. So that they didn't have to see the trauma of mom being wheeled out on a stretcher. Jesus knew exactly what the disciples needed to learn on that boat. And it's the same thing with our lives. Jesus knows we need to experience His grace. That even in the pain of losing our daughter Mary, Jesus wants to teach us His grace. And to experience His love. You know, as I look back through these difficulties, I've come to understand that grace in a life-changing way. You know, God has taught me to look at physical death very differently. He's taught me to look at it from an eternal perspective. That I am a person who lives forever. Everyone lives forever. Physical death is something that is temporary that separates us. And God has taught me to live life with that eternal perspective. To remind me to live out my days here on this earth, being faithful to God, to build His kingdom. Because there's nothing that we can take to eternity except our souls. Nothing on earth goes with us. Except our soul. And the souls of others who believe in Jesus. So the most important thing for me on this earth is to help others to know Christ. Especially my family, my children, my friends. God has put me here and put me in the midst of people so that we can bring forth that message of Christ. Everyone lives eternally. But those without Christ live eternal separation from God. But those who know Christ, we will have the joy of being united forever in Christ. And this experience with Mary's death has helped prepare me to face other storms in my life. Because life was filled with storms. And we will realize that Christ is our only hope. And this storm helped to deepen my understanding and my relationship to Christ. Most of all, I learned that these storms have a purpose. First Peter 1:7. Peter speaks about trials. He says these things come so that your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may be proved genuine and may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus is revealed.
叫你们的信心既被试炼，就比那被火试炼仍然能扭坏的金子更显宝贵，可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得着称赞、荣耀、尊贵。Jesus
is at work perfecting our faith.
耶稣他是动工，要去使我哋嘅信心更加嘅完全。Jesus
is the all-powerful sovereign God. He's in control of all things. And now he is at work refining our faith. Now Paul Tripp said it this way.
Paul Tripp 牧师亦都咁样讲,
hardship in the hand of God is the tool of for grace, for growth, for rescue and redemption.
他这样讲, 难处在神的手里面，就是恩典、成长、拯救和救赎的工具。Let
me read that again. He says, hardship in the hand of God is the tool for grace, growth, rescue, and redemption.
难处在神的手里面，就是恩典、成长。
Brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
we will face storms in our lives. Draw close to to God.
靠近神,
because we are weak.
因为我们是软弱的,
but he is strong.
但是他是坚强的,
so whenever you face these storms,
所以无论你面对什么风暴,
Jesus knows.
耶稣知道,
Jesus cares.
耶稣关心,
Jesus is in the process of perfecting our faith. Jesus has promised to carry us through. He has that power. So let us lay our burdens before Him. Let us pray. Father, we come before you and thank you for your word. For it is your word that shows us the way to life. It is your word that pours this comfort into our souls. A comfort and peace that the world cannot understand. Father, I pray that your Spirit will continue to work in our lives. Lord, I pray for those who have not received you as their Lord and Savior. That you will work in their hearts to see that you are a God that loves them and has offered them the security of life eternal. Lord, that in the midst of this crazy world, that they cannot control their lives. May they turn to you and realize that you are the one in control. That they will see and experience your grace and love. Father, I pray for us as Christians. Father, we thank you for you are the one that is perfecting our faith. Father, in the midst of our struggles and our fears, in the midst of storms of life, yes, we know that many things have not gone the way that I want them to. But, oh Lord, we know that you are the one that is in control. Lord, help us to know, trust and to know that you are a God that loves us. That you are a God that has died for our sins. That you love us so much. That even as you see us going through the storms of life, you are praying for us. And you are the one that will carry us through these fires to refine our faith and our trust in you. Father, help us to cling to the cross. Keep our hearts from bitterness. Turn our hearts so that we will focus on the blessings that you have blessed us with in life. So that we can look forward to the goodness, the promise of your deliverance. Father, no matter what struggles and storms we are facing, Lord, we lay that burden at your feet. For we know that your shoulders has carried them all. Father, we pray for your grace. Give us the joy of your salvation. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.